present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the show where fun and laughter go together like a horse and marriage. Today we're coming to you from the splendid Royal Theatre in Northampton, a town that's described... Oh. A town that's described as the Naples of the Midlands. As often as Naples is described as the Northampton of Lombardy. Originally called Hampton, or large village, the name Northampton stems from the Viking occupation when it became Northampton. It was in 973 AD that the Saxon king Edgar regained the town from the Norse king Guthrum and freed its captive women folk, who were all highly impressed with his victory proclamation, "I have the Hampton of a North." The town is ideally placed to offer much to the intrepid Midlands tourist. But a few miles away is Rugby School, where during a football match in 1807, a player picked up the ball and ran with it, thus creating the great British sporting tradition of being sent off for dissent after a deliberate handball. A few miles to the south of here, punters flock most weekends to enjoy the toaster races, followed by the food mixer hurdles and the three... and the three-year-old washing machine handicap. But Northampton itself is, of course, most famous as the home of Britain's most established boot and shoe manufacturers. And visitors today on the lookout for a lot of old cobblers will know not to be disappointed when I introduce our teams. They are on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And would you please welcome our scorer, the very delightful Samantha. Shut up. We're going to start with a round called Historical Headlines. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest likely newspaper headlines that one might have found in the morning papers after a certain historical event. The event is the assassination of Julius Caesar. Barry, will you start, please?
The Sun. Brutus splashed it all over.
The Daily Mirror. Julius Caesar is AIDS victim.
Sunday Sport. Brutus ate two hamsters.
The Lancashire Evening Post. Mark Antony comes to Bury.
The Guardian had an apology, actually. Yesterday's headline should have read, "Caesar Slayed, not Caesar Salad."
The Daily Telegraph. New Caesar, new danger.
The Rome Standard, Omnia Caesar in tres partes divisa est.
The Daily Star, yon Cassius has a lean and hungry look. Is it bulimia? The Tailor and Cutter, Sketchley's opens new branch in Rome.
Any more? Well, I tell you what, I'm enjoying that so much that... we'll have another one. And this time the event is the death of Samson. Right, well, the next round...
The Times. Samson obituary. Two columns, page 8.
New Musical Express. Oh, 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 Delilah.
Thanks.
The Guardian, yesterday's feature headed Delia's Hints on Kippers. Should have read Delilah's Hints on Clippers.
Can one believe two corrections in one day in The Guardian? In yesterday's report, Delilah's statement should have read, I love cutting men's locks off. Not socks.
The Telegraph, police chief says he was an accident waiting to happen.
All done. Our next round is called Sound Charades. It's based on the erstwhile TV show called Give Us a Clue, starring Lionel Blair, who I understand once worked in this very theatre. Indeed, backstage staff still consider the role he essayed here as the very peak of his professional achievement when he spoke the immortal line, so, that's two with milk and one with sugar. Now, everyone who literally wept with laughter when Give Us the Clue was on was obviously watching the other side. So, we'll need something by way of explanation. The round is similar to the parlour game called Charades, where players take it in turns to convey the title of a well-known film, book, play or programme for the others to guess. However, in our version, team members are permitted the use of their mouths. So, Tim and Willie, you're to start. Your title is now going to be relayed to our theatre audience via the digital interface, multi-screen, sensor-round projection system. So generously funded by our hosts. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
The Simpsons. The Simpsons.
Right, you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham, and off you go, Tim and Willie.
OK, this is two words. It's a television programme, and it starts like this. Surely she's not going to marry that dysfunctional, upper-class, chinless wonder from London, England land. What, I ask you, was the matter with Gromit?
Cracking cheese, Wallace. Oh, what a giveaway!
At the end.
Not Wallace and Gromit, but...
No.
No, The Odd Couple is three words.
Chinless... What are they? They're puppets?
No, they're not, you silly clapper.
Cartoons.
Ah! Yeah!
Is one of the two words cartoon?
No.
No.
It's not Potter's Wheel either.
Wallace could be a clue.
That was another headline from The Guardian. It was Edward VIII to marry Wallace Sampson.
Was that a clue?
No, not much of one.
Two words.
Two words.
Not yes. A king's story, that's three.
Well, he took her name. Does that describe it to...
The Simpsons.
God, that was painful. It's your turn, Barry and Graham. Now, your title's being displayed on the projection screen, and here, again, is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Wind in the Willows. Wind in the Willows.
What is it? What is it? Film, a book?
It's
or
a film.
What?
It's four words.
And a book.
And been a play in its time, I remember.
Four words and a book.
Here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. What can I do for you?
I'd like to buy a cricket bat, please.
A cricket bat? We have a very wide selection here, as you can see. I'm serving a customer in here. Sorry about that, sir. Perhaps I can show you some...
Reg! Can't you go outside or something?
Do apologise, sir. Here we are. Now, look at this one, sir. Here we've got the Compton Classic. Reg, if you don't stop that, I'm going to come up and take that trombone away from you.
The end.
Off you go, Timmy Willie. Go on.
Bats in the belfry or something.
Trombone in the willows.
Bats. Yes, that's it.
You're so close.
Trombone in the... Could it be possibly Wind in the Willows?
OK, our next round is called Any Questions. In this round, I shall be testing our team's general knowledge with a series of questions posed by listeners. Graham, I'll put the first one to you. Do spiders have ears?
If you really care, Humph. There was actually a famous experiment proving that they have ears in their legs. Because if you made a loud noise, a spider will run away. But if you pull its legs off...
Well, actually, you've come so close to the right answer that... Because, as you well know, Graham, you were trying to put it... I'll put it more concisely than you did. What are we talking about? Spiders do have very sensitive hairs on their legs. Isn't that interesting? Now, Willie, why, when someone is in danger of being hit by a golf ball, do golfers shout four?
Because the ball has usually struck the victim before they can finish saying, for what it's worth, you're about to be struck by a golf ball.
The real answer is it's just short for before.
Or it's look long out. For before, isn't it? Why not just say buh?
What had Archimedes discovered when he leapt from his bath shouting, Eureka?
The hot tap.
Or the loofah. Not very close to him. Yeah, I'll read you the real answer. When Archimedes stepped into the bath, the water level rose. What filthy beast.
Tony,
he suddenly
was sink.
Sorry. Timing team. No, he suddenly realised that the displacement of water would help him measure the difference between a given volume of gold and that of a mixture of gold and a lesser metal.
That'd be the plug, would it?
Finally, Barry, who was the Frenchman who proposed the theory that the wind is caused by trees waving their branches? And did he have any other interesting theories?
I know this one. This was Jacques Le Conver, who had another theory about farts were caused by people saying, was that you? Wind-orientated. The man was obsessed.
I have here a not very concise real answer. It was probably a Swiss man called Jean Piaget who made various studies into trans... Oh, God, I can't be bothered. It's time now for a new round called Mood Music, in which the teams will have to adapt a scene of my choosing to fit a random selection of backing music. It shouldn't be confused with another game called Mood Music, which is a regular highlight of the Royal Agricultural Show. In this round, teams, I shall provide each team with a situation which I'd like you to start to enact. However, at certain unscheduled points, a selection of mood music will be played in. And you should attempt to adapt your scenarios to suit the music provided. So, Tim and Willie, you're to start. I'd like you to assume the roles of a librarian and someone who's come to extend his loan on a book.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wish to extend the loan on my book.
What book would that be, then?
It'd be Belly Dancing in 10 Easy Lessons. By Fatima Whitbread. It's an excellent book, but I'm a very slow reader, and I'd like to keep it for 4 or 5 years.
I'm afraid you can't extend your loan, but perhaps I could interest you in something else, like Mr. McPhess. Mr. McPhess, I told you not to play the bagpipes in the library, Mr. McPherson. Sorry, you were saying. And that goes for you, Mr. Portillo, as well.
What I would really like, Mr. Librarian,
is to know what happened to the love of my life. Mrs. Bradley of No Fixed Abode. Oh, it's miles away, sorry.
Mrs. Bradley, you say?
Yes.
I married her.
Your turn, Barry and Graham. I'd like you now to take the roles of a traffic policeman and a motorist who's just been stopped. When you're ready, off you go.
Oh, Lord, what is it now?
Well, you sit there very cool, calm and collected, sir, with your cheroot. Not a word with you, sir.
But I've just lit up. Look, if it's about my rear light, I can explain that. Or the muddy number plates, is that it?
No, and it's not your rear-view mirror missing on the driver's side, sir.
No.
Tell you. It's mainly to do with you playing an accordion while driving on the M1.
Well, officer, look here. I can explain that.
You will, sir. You will. Could I ask you to step out of the car?
Certainly.
Stop hopping about, sir. Stop hopping about.
Yep.
Don't wave those... Don't wave those two sticks at me. You'll have somebody's eye out.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Then pull your shirt down. That's not funny. My God, what's that in your navel?
What? Oh, it's a precious gem or jewel.
I hope you're not offering me a bribe, sir.
Perish the thought, officer.
Hey, where do you think you're going?
Hang on a minute. I've got to put on these flares. This cravat, and I've got to wait until the dolly bird arrives. Oh, here she is now. Bye.
Typical.
Right, well, it's now time for an interesting round called Radio Jigsaw. It shouldn't be confused, of course, with the panel game featuring Ken Russell, David Mellor and Paula Yates. That's Radio Eyesaw. This is a round we've been playing for some time now in which the teams attempt to complete my favourite jigsaw. It's a 3,000-piece puzzle of Constable's The Hay Wain. Last week, after 24 years, we very nearly completed the edges. So, OK, teams, if you care to spread the remaining pieces out, let's see what we've got. Tim and Willie, any ideas?
There's a phone booth. Can't be right, it's not a red one.
This could be Wayne, yeah? I've got a corner here. It says, Made in Great Britain Art.
You've done the corners.
So it must be from another jigsaw. What's that over there? Is it, that could go together with that. That's got an eye. Foot and a...
Nice.
No, it doesn't go.
No.
You start?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Barry and Graham, see if you can do any better.
No. Is that an edge? No, it's a bush.
No.
Wait a minute.
There's a lot of bushes in it.
You've got a hammer.
What? On me?
Yeah.
What, or in the jigsaw?
No, to make it fit.
Oh, right. Those pieces aren't from this jigsaw.
Which?
Those six,
what
seven...
What are they?
I think it's the Linford Christie jigsaw, that one. About 11 pieces there that don't belong in the hay, Wayne.
I had that down as an oak.
Is that a wheel? There's a wheel there, look.
That's just where I caught my hand.
Oh, right.
I don't think we're going to get much further this week, do you?
OK, well, if you care to pass the pieces back to Samantha, she'll be awarding points. Oh, dear, she's dropped them. It's now time for a round of limericks.
No one really knows where the name Limerick comes from, although some experts believe that it might take its title from a town in Ireland, which is generally associated with meaningless nonsense. Ballykissandro. Teams, I shall furnish you each with a promising first line, which I'd then like you to complete, taking one line each. And in celebration of Northampton's undisputed status as shoe capital of the Midlands, this week's theme will be footwear. Graham, here's a line for you. I once found my pet puss in boots.
Buying condoms and herbal cheroots.
I said, naughty cat.
You mustn't do that.
I don't think we're a couple of fruits.
Tim, here's one for you. Whenever I wear my new clogs...
Whenever I wear my new clogs, I'm followed by frisky young dogs.
One started to beg,
then cocked his leg.
And dampened the hem of my togs.
Barry, yours is, you won't guess what I keep in my wellies.
Three tarts and a couple of jellies.
A Cadbury's flake.
And a portion of hake.
And an old spotted dick of George Mellis.
Willie, finally, here's yours. Whenever I wear winkle pickers...
Whenever I wear winkle pickers, I know the footsteps behind are the vicar's.
It's the backs of my shoes.
He likes to peruse.
Or perhaps it's the cut of my knickers.
OK, we're going to go on to a round called New Musical Combinations, featuring popular combos from the past but incorporating an improbable non-musical member. Which reminds me, Colin Sell is once again at the piano. And with exciting career news, he tells me that he's recently started to work with pop sensation Bjork. So now he's making regular trips to Iceland. Or if they're shut, he goes to Bjorn's. Right, we'll start with you, Tim and Willie, and I'd like you to assume the identities of that not-so-well-known double act, Flanagan and Alan Wicker. Singing Underneath the Arches.
This is my first interview with a poor person. Where am I?
Underneath the arches.
What are you doing?
I dream my dreams away.
Where did you say you were?
Underneath the arches.
What are you lying on?
On cobblestones I lay.
Do you do this often?
Every night you'll find me.
How are you?
Tired out and worn.
Don't you ever cheer up?
Happy when the daylight comes creeping, heralding the dawn.
How do you occupy yourself?
Sleeping when it's raining.
What do you do when it's fine?
And sleeping when it's fine.
What is that noise?
Train rattling by above.
I'm giving this up. I'm going back to Jersey, where I can speak to many, many rich people like myself.
No matter
no
where
tax
I
whatsoever.
Underneath the arch.
Now, what are you doing?
I dream my
you silly
dream
poor person.
Okay, your turn, Barry and Graham. I'd like you to be that popular musical partnership, René and Rent-A-Cab. Singing your big hit, Save Your Love.
Save your love, my darling, save your love.
Fortune, fortune.
On summer nights with the moon and the stars above.
42, 42, where are you?
Serenade and love. long to sing you the reddest rose I always bring you. Save your love for Roma and for me.
Wandsworth, Wandsworth by the bridge, I told you.
Even though it's been so very long.
Roger, 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 Roger.
The memory of our love even lingers on.
He's outside, he ate his wine long.
I can't wait to hold and kiss you, don't you know how much I miss you. Darling, sing for me a love song.
Tell a lie.
Salva l'amore, cara, salva l'amore.
Ferret and follicle on the corner.
Le noche de la luna, let's tell us all.
Follicle, you bird.
Well, teams, we certainly got through a lot of awful games today. Hang on, wait a minute. I think I misread that. No, I didn't. It's almost time to say goodbye, but not before we fitted in a final round of Dog Fancier's songbook. So, as Samantha tells me, it's time to let her whip it out. I'd like you teams to get on with suggesting some song titles likely to prove popular with an audience of dog lovers. Barry, you're to start this one.
If I was a bitch man. Poodle, loodle, 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 loodle. That comes from Fiddler on the Woof.
Pekingese up Mother Brown.
Daydream Retriever. By the Mongrels.
Dog Fancier's favourite groups include the Pointer Sisters, Vet, 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 and There's a Good Boy Zone.
Making Whoopsie.
Good yep. Collie, Miss Molly.
They're rushing out by the Beagles Anthology. Featuring Hey Jude.
Are they going to do Oh Mr. Postman?
They're doing Labrador Rigby.
A Little Whelp from My Friends. By Joe Cocker. Tom Bone singing My, 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 Rottweiler.
The miniature schnauzer, the joints.
Pit bulls. Pit bulls, who need pit bulls?
I'm going to sit right down and breed myself a setter.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as the loose-boweled pigeon of time swoops low over the tourist of destiny... and the unlicensed minicab of fate gets lost in the one-way system of eternity. I notice it's time for the end of the show. So from me, Samantha, the teams, and the good people of Northampton, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Peter Bradshaw, and the producer was John Naismith.